Derek Jacobi, in his own words. BBC Radio Archive interview, dated 1st of January, 1976.
Derek Jacobi playing Cassio and Maggie Smith as Desdemona from that very early production of Othello. You look back on that, Derek, with some affection.
Oh, indeed, yes, indeed. It was a marvellous time for me. It was extraordinary, really, because every performance we ever did, it was like standing in the wings. It was like being in church. Everybody was so quiet, you know. One knew that one was in the presence of a great performer. Oh, it was a very exciting time, very exciting. It started in 63, and I think from then till about 68 were the really vintage years of the National, because it just happened that everything they did turned to gold in their hands. Some marvellous productions and marvellous plays.
Do you think of yourself as a classical actor?
Not really, no. I've done a lot of Doublet and Hose work in my time.
Doublet and Hose
toga work and things, but no, not really.
So what do you think of yourself as?
An actor.
Just an actor?
Just an actor, yeah, a jobbing actor.
It seems to me that an actor can melt into the scenery much more than a star can. And as a result of some of the things that you've done on television recently, you've become more of a star. Do you find acting more difficult?
I don't quite know what you mean by a star.
People recognize you in the street.
I think you mean that more people know that I'm an actor now than did before. That's the only difference.
They recognize your face.
Not particularly, I don't think, as far as walking down the street or going into a shop is concerned. It all happened from Claudius, but I spent so much of my time in Claudius covered in latex rubber. I've got a beard now, and I wasn't my own colouring, and I had false noses and everything, that I'm not, thank goodness, immediately recognisable. But I think, you know, you're right in that more people do know that I exist as a performer now than knew before, and that's really the only difference. I don't know, something, I balk at the word star. It's thrown around so easily. Anybody can be a star. Anybody who's well known as a star. A newscaster is a star. Angela Rippon's a star, but she doesn't act. But that's the only difference. And you can still, I'm convinced that if you're doing your job properly as an actor on stage, you can melt into the background if you want to.
Did you find Claudius a very difficult thing to do?
Yes, I suppose physically it was difficult. You know, the mere fact of 6 hours in a makeup chair, and then all the twitching and the stuttering and things, and getting it all right at the right time, it was physically arduous, and the schedule was very relentless. We only had 12 days per episode.
That's amazing.
Which was quite heavy going. 10 days rehearsal, 2 days in the studio. A so-called day off on the 13th day, which was natural fact, the day that you learned the next episode.
Mm. How difficult did you find bringing out the character from behind the mannerisms?
Fairly difficult. Of course, when we started, we all rushed to our history books and got out our Tacitus and our Livy and our Suetonius.
Mm. Is that the best way to research?
No, we were told to throw all those away, because the only book that was of any importance at all, as far as we were concerned, were the two books that Robert Graves had written. And it's all there. And particularly for Claudius, since he is writing the books, although there is a minimum of dialogue in the books, every line is informed with Claudius. That was the difficulty of putting on the screen, actually, because when you read the books, you are reading what Claudius is writing, and so whatever he says about anybody, it's informed with his own view of them. And so that Claudius is in your mind's eye all the time you're reading the books. You can't do that on the television. He has to come and go, and particularly at the beginning, when he was just the old man introducing it was good evening viewers and good night viewers at the end of each episode.
Hardly, come along.
Well, at the beginning it was, you know, it was just introducing the thing, and then saying, watch next week.
We talked about Claudius's mannerisms. Do you find it very difficult working above yours? Because I'm sure every actor must have certain mannerisms, certain safety nets they can hold on to.
Yes, I don't think actors are particularly aware of their own mannerisms. I don't think so. Very aware of other actors' mannerisms. But as you know, it's always easier to criticise than to actually do it. It's easier to see where other people are being mannered and falling back on tricks than to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?